It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Boy, it's good to see all the stuff going on around town. A lot of things coming up, and a lot of things continue going on at the Marshalltown Public Library, and we are pleased again to have Library Director Sarah Rosenblum with us. Sarah, how in the heck are you?
We are going gangbusters, as you said. Lots going on, lots of people visiting the library, both physically and still virtually, and we're just thrilled that we're there.
You know, you think back 2 years ago, and then you think back to last year, and it's like, did anybody ever really think we'd be back to where we are right at this moment? I mean, you know, we're not at the end of the trail yet with all of the pandemic and everything, but boy, it's almost there.
You know, totally. We really were prepared for a longer time with more restrictions. I mean, that's what they were. And mm-hmm. so things changed so fast. I remember a few weeks ago when I was home for lunch and the CDC announced the mask mandate was, you know, coming up. And I was like, whoa, okay. And yeah, so, I mean, I think we've rolled along pretty well. And I appreciate the community support. And, you know, we're just excited. I wish I knew what the new normal would be. I think I've said it before. My crystal ball's not working. But you know, we're just trying to figure out how we continue to serve the community.
Well, you've got a lot of things coming up at the community. And the first one coming up that we've talked about during our newscast today is Saturday, the new home of the Healthy Family Fair. And that's always been such a great event. Maybe I'm a little biased because it started out at the mall and I was involved with it for so many years. But it's just a great event for families and to get out there and get some help and get some resources. And it's great that it's the library because there's an extension for those resources.
It is. And we're very happy to partner with the organizations in our community. Fingers crossed. Please check Facebook that morning. There's possibility of some inclement weather, but if nothing else, we'll still have materials that we can hand out to people. But hopefully we'll be there physically. And one of the things that the county health nurse, Pat Thompson, who's mm-hmm. doing an awesome job, will be there. I think it's just walk up. You can get, I think even either the J&J, which is the one shot, or possibly also the Pfizer, I believe, or maybe it's the Moderna. So for folks that, you know, want to mm-hmm. have a choice. Can't make any promises, but that's what what she's going to be offering right now. So, I hope that if you've, you know, maybe you've thought about it and you're ready, this is a great opportunity to come and get the shot free. So.
And again, we will point out that is available. The vaccine is available to anybody 12 and older. So we keep getting lower and lower in the age range, trying to work on that herd mentality and herd immunity. There we go.
Yes.
Herd mentality. We probably already got that, but that's another story altogether.
Well, and Pat has also been offering the shot once a week at the library. So you can call Pat Thompson. If you don't have the number, call the library. We'll give it to you. But she's been meeting regularly with small groups of people, and people have told her they feel very comfortable coming to the library. And we are so happy that we can work with her. And again, I just want to give a shout out to Pat. She's doing an unbelievable job. And I think she's a real unrecognized hero in this community.
She sure does. It's a lot and always available to talk to us when we have questions about it. So we appreciate Pat as well. Reading groups. Summertime, big for reading groups. Oh, and I bet you've got one or two of them going.
We have summer reading is in full swing for all ages. I mean, pre-readers to adult readers. In the youth department, they have it's like a whole display window shop that you can look through the glass and see all the amazing prizes that Joa and her team have put together. Katie's got some prizes for adult readers. So it's summer reading is going on. The Beanstack app you can do online, or if you want more old-fashioned paper, you know, talk to Katie or Joa. But we urge you to do summer reading. The prizes at youth. There are aquatic passes, blank zoo pass, deluxe pass, and then you get to pick something. Like I said, the window is fabulous to see all the prizes that are in there ready for our great readers to take home.
And, you know, it sounds like you've had some pretty good choices for some of the reading options as well, just for all ages. Some really good reads.
Mm-hmm.
There's so that always helps too, of course.
Huge variety of books, and or if you're reading to your little ones, then, you know, and we've got these new Wonder Books. I think Joe has probably talked about them, mm-hmm. where, you know, it reads to you. So, you know, we're just happy, and digital reading counts too. So we've got a lot of digital patrons, especially in this last year, as you talked about, people that are just very happy to get the new books or whatever they're looking for, you know, delivered right to their device.
And, you know, it's as more things have relaxed and we've had the chance to get out more, I bet you've had one or two kids showing up at story time.
Oh, wow. Story time on Wednesdays. I think the first one was in the 40s. We're now averaging close to 80. So,
wow, that's
and
great.
We were just talking this morning about outside gives us so many more opportunities to be messy. They were doing painting yesterday. We've also partnered with the school, so there is a lunch for story time. And if we have a few lunches left over, we're giving those away. And, of course, there's several lunch sites in the community. So mm-hmm. if you miss the lunch, you're not sure, you can talk to my team. We're happy to tell you where. And it's actually at library, you get lunch and you get some breakfast items for the following day. So it's a pretty good deal.
That is a pretty good deal. And give us an example. Maybe somebody says, well, I'm not quite sure what story time is. Just give us an example of what happens during story time.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, there's stories, there's songs, there's some dancing around, there's playing. We've talked about even maybe doing some just dancing around in some water things. So, yeah, it's just a really great activity outside. We're seeing a lot of families. You come and sit on the grass. It's just a really great time to, you know, literacy is so important, but we want to make it so fun. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what we're doing.
All right. And that is every Wednesday at
10:30. And we'll move it inside. You know, if the weather so far, I mean, you know, we've had some heat, but now we've had a little bit of a break. So far it's going well.
All right. It's always good. And I understand you were telling me before you went on the air, you're about ready to open up the, as you put it, the big room. And I said, the big room? You said, yeah, the big meeting room. Of course, the big meeting room.
The big meeting room, yes. Starting July 1, we'll be taking bookings, so you can call the library. And then August 1, the room will be available. We are booking out some, we're excited to bring library programming back. So some of the dates you may want already booked in the fall, because we're hoping to bring some really great programming, some mini book sales. We know people have asked about the book sale. And soon we'll be unveiling an online calendar that you'll be able to look at the room, see what's available, make a booking, and then it will be approved by the staff. So we know a lot of times when you're in a committee meeting and, you know, you call and we say, no, Tuesday is not available, and then they go back to their group. So they'll be able to at least make the booking, and then, you know, we'll mediate it, because sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, for instance, the rooms were built for nonprofits, civic, social groups, not really you know, for selling Tupperware or a business meeting. But, you know, the Coliseum now has wonderful space.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a great partner, and, you know, we certainly send people over there. But we're excited to bring our big room back. Our small little meeting rooms are also available now. Just, you know, bringing back some of all the things that we really want to offer to the community.
Not to focus on the negative, but are there still some things that you're kind of keeping some restrictions on and some eyes on so that people can be aware of that when they come in?
We don't have as much seating yet out there, and we actually have some new seating on order. So the seating is a little limited. We're still bringing back some computers, but I would say, you know, other than that, we're excited that starting Saturday, July 10th, will be our first Saturday, so we'll be going back to 7 days a week. Still on a schedule, 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday. But when we open on Saturday, we'll be going Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 5. So on Sunday, we'll be adding an extra hour, which we, before COVID, that was our busiest time of the week. Those 3 hours, which will now become 4 hours per hour usage, were the most. So we haven't quite seen that yet. But again, we're just not in any, phase yet to figure out, is this the normal? So we wanted to make Saturday and Sunday uniform so that if you're out running around, you don't have to think, well, the library is open these hours on Saturday and those hours on Sunday. So 1 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. And then after Labor Day, which is traditional, then we'll go back to 9 a.m. So we'll open up at 9 to 7 p.m. So right now we're using that 9 to 10 hour also for Summer Blast and lots of other groups. So it gives us a chance to accommodate those groups, but sometimes they can be a little boisterous in the library. So, we're just feeling things out and how best can we continue to serve the community.
And so, are you working on programs now with the anticipation of being able to do some different programs once? Don't listen to this, kids. School starts back up again in September.
Definitely. And, the Holocaust program.
Or August. I'm not sure when it is.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's after the fair, because I know that's always a big discussion point. The Holocaust program will be here, fingers crossed, the end of March next year, and we're hoping to start some programming leading up to it. I know that, Katie always does some great programming. So we're excited about that. Like I said, we want to do some mini book sales, maybe some thematic. We're talking about an upcoming DVD sale. We've just got lots of great books going on and donations. Lots of people cleaned their house during COVID. So
I'm working on that now.
Yeah. So, and then as I said, we have a DVD sale coming up. So maybe if you have DVDs that you want to, you don't watch anymore, you stream, then, bring them down to us. And, all the funds raised helped us buy new stuff at the library.
So have you got a date for the DVD sale?
No, but it'll be pretty shortly. So I will make sure to let you know so you can get the word out for us.
So with more and more people coming in physically back to the library and doing this, and with the big meeting room open and all of that, are you still seeing some good solid numbers for those who may want to stay home and just do everything digitally?
Definitely. I think digital use is going to be here forever. Curbside, we still have people that like curbside. It's funny, sometimes when the weather's the worst, they come in and they feel guilty about us going out there. But no, curbside, digital use, it's just a matter of balancing resources, because digital is more expensive. But I know that I am a big user of my Kindle. I mean, I like to hold a book in my hand, but I also like to read it on my device. Mm-hmm. The end of the night when I'm tired, I can make the print a little bigger. So large print, though, Katie's been doing an excellent job of buying more large print, and we're seeing a lot more people read large print. So there's just all kinds of things have changed. But then they stay the same, really. So
we got a couple of minutes left for visiting with Sarah Rosenblum, director of the Marshalltown Public Library. I've offered you this opportunity in the past, but I think it's important for you to take a moment, and I'm sure you can find a thing or two good to say about the work your staff has done, because they've just been troopers, I guess is as good a word as any, throughout this whole thing.
My staff have been amazing. It's been a tough, 15 months, and they have been terrific, and the public, for the most part, is, really kind to us, and they're so happy. They tell us that when they come in. So we're all in it together. We're just trying to do the best we can and help people, and that's what we do at the library. And but I want to give a big shout out to my team, and they're just wonderful. And maybe now you wait a couple of minutes longer for this, that, or the other. But, on the other hand, people love the self-check, but not everybody. Some people want to talk to the people at the desk, and that's fine, too. Self-check does allow us, though, to have a little bit of that freedom, whereas before we were kind of always rushed, like, oh, you wanted to talk to Mary, but you could see that Lois was over there waiting, and now Lois is probably using the self-check machine. So it's a nice balance of technology, but then direct customer service, which I think we excel at.
Well, I think I'll put another plug in for the Healthy Family Fair, 10:30 to noon, in the parking lot and on the grounds on Saturday at the library, weather permitting. And it will permit. I'm just going to say that now, that the weather will permit.
Yes, we're expecting big turnout. I hope so.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
So. All righty, sounds good. Well, thanks for all the work that you do and for the library and for all that it offers. And we will update again next month.
Great. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Sarah. Sarah Rosenblum, Director of the Marshalltown Public Library, our guest today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.